gladiolas
better than people plants
and magnolias.
They never do evil plants
and begonias.
All they ever want
let
is to grow. Plants,
iris,
are smarter than us.
Violets,
they make a living without any fuss.
Us,
water, sun, and air
and
are
sun.
All they need to grow. I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants
ooh
are generous souls.
Ooh.
They feed all the
Now, I teased people at the beginning of the show at 9:05 by saying something about peanut butter cookies.
Oh, you did, yes.
But I didn't elaborate. Well,
no.
Today is National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. And in honor of National Peanut Butter Cookie Day, Emily Ash Lamb and I decided, why don't we invite 10 prestigious local bakers to submit their peanut butter cookies for a blind tasting with some judges in the pastry and dessert world here in the KS Ardo kitchen.
What a great idea.
Well, and that's what we did. As you look the expansive table here in the studio, Rachel, you can see that there are 10 different boxes of numbered peanut butter cookies. So you would be unable to identify who the baker was, correct?
Correct.
I want to make sure that the listeners know this is completely above board.
Above board.
So we have three judges we've brought in for this tasting, plus Emily Ash Lamb, all well known in the community.
Mm-hmm.
None of them have any skin in the game, so to speak.
Okay, they don't sell peanut butter cookies.
They do not sell peanut butter
that's
cookies.
Good. That's good.
So they have nothing invested by being completely, uniformly equitable and above board.
And none of them are allergic to peanut butter.
Well, it's funny because when I invited the judges, I didn't ask them that.
Oh.
I did tell them it was a peanut butter cookie
taste.
Okay.
They've been
and
prefaced.
I'm hoping they would have said, oh,
but
wait
I have
a second.
A peanut allergy.
So maybe they're going to text me in a minute before 11 and say, oh, I realized.
Well, hopefully they've read the email.
Well, hopefully they've read the email. So anyway, they'll be coming in during the 11 o'clock hour. We'll be sharing peanut butter history and fun facts. And they will be tasting, they will be tabulating, they will be commenting on their absolutely unknown cookie samples. And then, shortly before noon, we will tabulate all the different specs, all the numbers. And we will announce a grand prize winner. We'll probably announce the top three or four.
Oh, sure.
But we won't announce the other ratings, because people, if they come intent, now that it's probably a very good cookie, but people feel like, well, I won't even bother with that cookie.
Right.
That's not the way to do it.
No.
Anyway, so we did our first ever big on-air cookie tasting 2 years ago.
Okay.
In 2024, and we did our, in honor of National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day with John Ash.
Uh-huh.
And we invited, actually, we had 14 entries.
14.
More bakers do chocolate chip than peanut butter because of allergy issues and all that.
Yeah.
And that was so much fun. So we decided this year, let's do it again.
Perfect.
So that's what we're doing. Garden Talk Live with Dr. Rachel Spaeth. You can reach Dr. Spaeth now with any gardening questions you might have. She is available for you this entire hour to discuss whatever plant problems you're experiencing. She's the research horticulturist at the National Clonal Germplasm Repository. She's the curator for the Prunus Collection based in Davis, with the orchards based in hot and sweaty winters, California.
Yes, it is hot and sweaty.
So she's in charge of all the apricots and plums and nectarines and peaches and plums, anything that has a pit. Cherries would be included in that.
And
also
almonds, actually.
And almonds. But yet you're including in tomorrow's tasting mulberries. Now, that technically, I don't think it has a pit, does it?
No, it doesn't have a pit, and it has a different curator. Our curator for the Mulberry Collection is Jenny Smith, and she's been with the repository for many years. She wears a lot of hats, so she's very knowledgeable in a lot of kinds of fruit. She is the curator for olive, walnut, pistachio, mulberry, and persimmon. She has 5 crops.
Very diverse crops.
Very, very diverse crops. And she's also in charge of all of our orders. Whenever people place orders for budwood for us, she manages all of that. So it's a big hat. She's a great person to ask questions to.
And so even if it's focused on stone fruit, you have someone there that knows all these other fruit, vegetable questions. They're not vegetables. They're all fruit, aren't they?
All fruits, yeah.
And do they grow next to all of your prunus collection?
Yeah, so the collection is kind of set up into different blocks, and because it's not really a monoculture because there's so much diversity, but we try to break up those blocks with other things. So if we have a pest or pathogen that comes into one block, it doesn't just eliminate all of a species, which would be really, really bad. So it is set up in different chunks throughout the site. Our fig and kiwi person may also be in attendance, and our grape curator might also be in attendance. So there will be a lot of big brains over there in conjunction with a lot of people who are just really grapefruit enthusiasts as well. So it's a great place to meet and greet with other fruit growers. It's great place to be inspired by diversity, and it should be a really good time.
So go to the website that Rachel talked about the last hour. Why don't you repeat the website?
Yeah, so you go to Fruits and Nuts UC Davis in your Google search term, and it'll come up as the Fruit and Nut Research and Information Center. And on their landing page or their homepage, if you scroll down on the right-hand side, you'll see where it says a thing for tastings, and we are the NCGR First Tasting. You can register there. It's free, but we do appreciate if you make a donation to Fenric. Donations don't come to us. We are taxpayer-funded, but they do go to support fruit and nut research.
Fabulous.
At UC Davis.
If people can't make it tomorrow, you had mentioned last week's show the big Mariani fruit tasting.
Andy Mariani's tasting is coming up, and I want to say it's next Sunday. I can pull that up really fast. I'll look for it. Yeah. So, Andy.
He's been a mentor to thousands of professional growers for probably 30, 40 years at least.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
And he is retiring soon and closing his place, isn't he?
He is, yeah. He's been planning on retiring. So, yeah, his first one is June 21st, featuring mostly cherries with some other stone fruits. I think that's his usual blur, but everything in his orchard is also 3 weeks early. So it'll probably end up being more of his mid to late season cherries and early apricots this year, maybe even a couple of peaches and nectarines. When you go to Andy's tasting, everything that you eat there is going to be delicious because he only grows the best, the finest, the most beautiful, the most tasty and wonderful fruits. When you come to our tasting, you're going to get to experience diversity. So you will experience flavor profiles and things that maybe sometimes you're like, I don't know that I like that. Mm-hmm. But it's because we grow a diverse collection, not necessarily a delicious collection.
Okay. And Mariani's is located where?
He's down in Morgan Hill.
Okay, so that's, what, about 3-4 hours drive from here?
No, you know, so I would say probably 2 to get down. And then if you're getting Bay Area'd on the way back, it might be 3 to get home.
Okay. And you do need to register in advance. And this is a paid tasting, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, his is a paid tasting. Seniors are $22. General admission is $25, and kids 10 and under are free. His events always sell out, so it's a good idea to try to register early. And he also does a U-Pick associated with those. So if you're down there and you're tasting things, take pictures of what you tasted that you thought were really good, and there are tour guides that will take you out into the orchard and show you the trees. You can pick and purchase fruit from him then after that, and it's a great way to support a person who has been a lifelong contributor of fruit, and also meet and greet some great people.
And is it marianisorchards.com? What's the website?
It's Andy's Orchard.
Andy's Orchards.
Mm-hmm. Andy'sOrchard.com.
Here's a question we didn't get to, but we are finally getting to it.
Yes. It's never too late.
Hi, long-time listener. This is from Monica. Mm-hmm. Hi, long-time listener, relocated to the Pacific Northwest. And finally, have a yard. My question is about how much water these plants will need to get through this first year. And we are talking about Ceanothus.
Oh, Ceanothus. Yes, a lovely California native.
She writes they were in a 5-gallon pots when planted about a month or two ago, 34 plants. My plan was to gravity feed from a 100-gallon stock water trough, but the flow isn't there. Have been hand watering every other day for now. Oh, well, water with a shallow dug well, trying to conserve. So look at these photos.
These photos are nice. The plants are well spaced. I would back off on the watering a bit.
Oh.
But yeah, Ceanothus is a California native that is incredibly drought tolerant. It does need water to get established within the first 1 to 2 years, but we're kind of talking about like once a week.
Oh.
Like maybe twice a week last week or this previous week since we hit 97. When you're getting those triple digit days, it's a good idea to just water them deeply one day.
Okay.
And then just leave them alone. It's a really, really common mistake when people plant Ceanothus to overwater them in that first year or two, and then it stunts them and they never get to their full, magnificent, glorious size.
Okay.
And then the most common way that people kill them actually is from overwater. Similar to some of our other Mediterranean crops like rosemary or lavender, a lot of times when people kill those, I say, well, did you water it? And they said, yeah. Well, that's what you did wrong. You gotta give them a little bit more neglect. Now, it is the first year, so they do need a little bit more water than they will next year, just as they're getting established. But I would restrict watering those to being like, if you see that we're going to have that normal distribution curve where we have a couple of warm days and then a really peak hot day, I'd water it a day or two before that peak hot day.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm glad that she's still listening, even from the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, thanks, Monica. And congratulations on the new yard. I hope that these grow well and thrive for you. They're going to be beautiful.
Back after this. No one on hold at the moment. You can reach Dr. Rachel Spaeth live with any gardening questions on your mind. What a service. You don't have to wait for a satellite program that may be weeks old. You don't have to wait for a newspaper article to maybe reply to you. This is real-time radio. I know. Kind of old-style radio, one-to-one communication. You could call her and chat with the giant brain herself. 707-636-1350. She has helped thousands of listeners via email and phone calls solve any gardening problems. Trust her. Or you can send an email to her. That's steve@ksro.com.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to mysonomadeals.com and click on contact. That's mysonomadeals.com and click on contact.
Hi, Jody Cohen from Sonoma Cutlery, inviting you to stop fighting your food. Get your knives professionally sharpened at our new location across from SRJC. Drop off your knives and pick them up a few days later, or call ahead for a VIP appointment to get your sharpening done while you wait. Scissors and pruning shears too. We can also personalize your knives with custom engraving. Sonoma Cutlery across the street from SRJC. Sharpening details and more at sonomacutlery.com.
The North Bay is the best in so many ways. Great local businesses, wonderful food, entertainment, world-class wine, and so much more. Vote now at northbaybiz.com for the Best of the North Bay Awards. This is your chance to reward local businesses for making your North Bay a great place to live, work, and play. Your favorite brewery, casino, or favorite wine tasting destination. Cast your vote in 48 categories. Vote for your plumber, your accountant, your dentist, dispensary, and happy hour. For over 4 decades, North Bay Biz has been the most read business and lifestyle magazine in Sonoma, Marin, and Napa counties. So winning a category is a proud moment. You see businesses touting their victory on their website and in their advertising and marketing campaigns. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, Redwood Credit Union. You can vote anytime now through the end of June. Vote for your favorite businesses today at northbaybiz.com. Best bank, best credit union, best builder, best
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
So here's a topic that we never got around to discussing, Rachel, although I talked to you weeks and weeks ago about it. We should definitely talk about this on the air. You said it's a great idea. It's how to test the quality of your soil with your underwear.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
I do remember that.
And we were inundated here at the show with all kinds of literature about what Canadians have been doing for many, many years. And about, I guess, 7-8 years ago, it started trickling down. That's not a good word to use. Filtering down into the United States about this. I mean, this kind of gets boring, I guess, in Canada.
The soil your undies movement?
Yeah. So the Canadian officials, this is from official sources, too. This is from the Soil Conservation Council of Canada. Hello, Steve, from Beausejour, Beausejour.
All right.
Wherever that is in Canada.
I don't know where that is in Canada.
And this, the council is encouraging the Canadian public around early spring, April, May, to do so. Coming up, actually, there's National Soil Conservation Week, which is back in April, by Soil Your, it's called, they call this the Soil Your Undies campaign.
I love it.
Now, these are Canadians.
Okay, well, they do things different.
Everyone thinks about things differently, and they give you a step-by-step
guide to soiling your undies.
And photographs.
Ah, yes.
Of how does it work? Well, here's how it works. Now, too late to do this year.
A little bit too late this year, yeah.
But put this on, if you have a 2027 calendar.
Sure.
Think ahead. Number one. Just bury a pair of cotton underwear around June, May, June.
Okay.
And dig it back up after at least 2 months.
Okay, so cotton is the important
cotton.
Thing here. Okay.
It's the quick and dirty way to test the microbial activity in your soil. The more the underwear is deteriorated, the healthier your soil is. That makes sense?
It makes sense, yeah.
Okay. What are the steps? So you plant a pair. Start in May, June, since the temperature of the soil is warm enough that the microbes are waking up. You don't want to wait too long.
Yeah.
And because, you know, it gets too dry and then the experiment is done.
Right.
Wait 60 days, gives the microbes time to do their magic.
Okay.
And then share your results by sending a photo and a harvest photo along with your location and a little info. And we'll post that on our website from the National Resources Conservation Service.
Very nice. And
there's quite a big discussion here about microbial action. Your undies won't break down in just any soil.
Oh.
No, sir. Healthy soil contains billions of microbes that'll consume the cotton.
Okay. What about the elastic waistband?
Oh, see? I knew you would find a fly in the ointment, Dr. Spaeth.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if they address the integration.
Well, it kind of looks like from the picture, maybe the elastic waistband needs to be just slightly above the soil.
Well, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Foot deep, bend this, blah, 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 blah. No one likes bunched undies. Straighten them out.
Okay.
So these are some tips.
Okay.
And then when finished planting, elastic waistband is above the ground.
Oh.
Boy, you really caught that. If it is dry when you bury the reefs, add water to the sites. Use non-treated water, chlorine, definitely, because that'll kill the microbes if you use chlorinated water. And then you compare your reefs buried in different land uses, like cropland, rangeland, gardens, hayland, pastures, and forested. You compare the reefs buried in the same land.
Well, that's very interesting.
So that's all from the National Resources Conservation Service. And they tell you how healthy is your soil. It's from the Institute of Agriculture. It's official.
It's official.
It's not
document.
Something you
no,
saw.
No, this is like a government-sponsored project.
And it sounds like something you say, oh, this is some fake AI thing.
Oh.
No, this is real.
No, this is real community science. They are farming the community for data.
And if you want to hook a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh grader in gardening, come on.
I mean, you could set that up as a little, like, fourth grade science experiment where you're trying it in a container of soil and soil from a shady area versus soil from a sunny area.
And speaking of which, the Tennessee 4-H Youth Development has initiated this program.
Oh, my goodness.
With their youngsters in 4-H, and they're doing exactly that. And it's a great hook. Hey, kids, who wants to soil their undies, right?
Absolutely.
What kid's not going to go, roar? But they're going to roar with laughter.
Of course.
And then when they realize it's actually a scientific project.
How long do you wait to dig them up again? Do you recall?
Let's see. Do they tell me how long
to
wait?
Is it 3 to 4 weeks? Because I was wondering if it was like the amount of time for a summer camp.
Oh, well,
summer camp experience first
day.
Did
they say 60 days?
Maybe it said 60 days. That's a little too long for a summer camp, maybe.
Well, if you go both sessions, maybe.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Well, you heard about it here on Garden Talk, and I love that they have a student handout
that
they sent us to.
Yeah.
Where you the observation about the site, and then the hypothesis, what you think's going on, observations at the beginning, and then at the end of the project.
Oh, nice. They have a little sheet that's just easy to fill out there. That's fantastic.
I think it's a great idea. So I'm going to propose that to youth groups here in Sonoma County.
That's a great idea.
And Rachel, you'll sponsor it.
Yeah. We'll donate some cotton undies.
Well, I bet we could get the Haynes people or the Fruit of the Loom people to participate
in
this.
That's a good idea. Maybe they could offer a scholarship. A school garden scholarship.
Great ideas. This is the germination of great ideas. These type of off-the-cuff discussions.
Of course.
Listeners, are you on board? Let us hear from you. Come on now.
I know.
Now, not nylon.
No.
Got to be
cotton.
Can't
be rayon.
No polyester.
No polyester.
Okay.
The cotton only.
And the cotton people probably love this promotion,
I'm sure they
too.
Do. Yeah, absolutely.
707-636-1350. It's Garden Talk Live with Dr. Rachel Spaeth. If you have a gardening question, a comment, a concern, she can solve your gardening problems this morning. 707-636-1350. No one on hold. Great time to get in to Garden Talk Live or shoot us an email. steve@ksro.com.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
Does anyone even listen to the radio anymore?
You're listening right now, aren't you? And you aren't the only one. Every week, our stations reach over 200,000 people in Sonoma County.
When you use radio to advertise, local is everything. You want as many local ears on your message as possible. And when you advertise with us at locally owned Sonoma Media Group, we can target your ad to every demographic from teens to seniors.
Our local radio stations have dedicated audiences who listen regularly. When you advertise consistently, you're building a customer base and brand recognition that over time will increase your revenue and build your business.
Our marketing and creative teams are ready to help you create effective radio and digital messages that'll convert listeners into customers.
When the need arises for your services, make sure it's your business the listener remembers.
Sonoma Media Group has your marketing strategy covered with radio, digital, and print advertising. Learn more at Sonoma Media Group.
Hot Dog Thursday is back at Pacific Coast Air Museum. Bring the family and eat lunch among our amazing aircraft collection and check out our exhibits. Hot Dog Thursday is every first Thursday of the month from April to October from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30. $10 gets you an all beef, veggie, or Polish dog, chips, and a drink. What a deal! Not able to make it? No sweat. Come visit us anytime, Thursday through Sunday between 10 and 4. Pacific Coast Air Museum at the Sonoma County Airport, pacificcoastairmuseum.org. Bedrosian's Tile and Stone is offering a special promotion. Right now, you can save 40% on select in-stock slabs. Visit Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa to explore their wide range of slabs, including luxurious quartzite, durable granite, exquisite marble, stunning quartz, and amazing porcelain. This offer is available while supplies last, so hurry in to take advantage of the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs. Bedrosian's offers the largest selection of imported slabs and the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay, as well as engineered wood and vinyl. And Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists will help you bring your dream space to life. An elegant new kitchen, bath, fireplace, or engineered floor from Bedrosian's can make a significant difference to your space. Remember, the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs is only available while supplies last. Visit Bedrosian's Tile and Stone at 700 Stony Point Road to explore their unbelievable showroom and take advantage of this special promotion today.
At SoCo Private Security, we're all about protecting who you are. As the only provider of 24/7 Smart Patrol services in Sonoma County, we deliver affordable protection that keeps your buildings, tenants, and business safe day and night. Smart Patrol costs less than an on-site officer and includes on-call response whenever you need it. Locally owned and trusted in Santa Rosa, we're here to watch over what matters most. Find out more at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following a partly cloudy overnight, we can look to a mix of sunshine and clouds to give us daytime highs in the mid to low 80s. Later in the evening, generally cloudy skies and around a 20% chance of showers should leave us with overnight lows in the low 50s. Looking ahead, temps will gradually drop into the mid to low 70s by Thursday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
So, Dr. Spaeth, you're on the cutting edge of new ideas and new ways to grow and propagate plants. Anything new in the world of growing zucchini?
Yes. My coworker, who is the curator of grapes and has been with the repository for over 25 years, has a lot of growing experience, and he has a very innovative way of growing zucchini.
I have my pen ready.
He has been bringing us zucchini for 2 weeks already. I should also say that. But it's just warmer over there in Davis, so, you know, their blossoms stay good longer and all that. So he takes a 6-foot rebar stake, mm-hmm. and he pounds the stake into the ground next to his zucchini plant, and then he uses twisty ties, and he trellises his zucchini up this 6-foot stake. So he grows it tall instead of growing it in a mound. And the specific zucchini that he's been bringing to us is the Cocozelle, the very, very delicious, sweet, nutty, Italian heirloom zucchini.
Is it elongated or a rounder?
It's elongated and it's striped, so it's dark and light striped. It is the best zucchini that I've eaten.
And how do you spell it?
Cocozelle, C-O-C-O-Z-E-L-L-E. Maybe it's Cocozelle.
Okay.
Cocozelle. I don't know. It
that
seems like you
better.
Could say it. It sounds better, yeah. but I'm just so impressed. So your zucchini doesn't escape you if you have it tied. You have to tie it, and so he ties it anytime it has a new set of maybe like 5 or 6 inches of growth.
Yeah,
he ties it to that rebar stake.
Wow.
And he just grows it up. instead of out. It saves him space in his garden because it's not shading out a bunch of other stuff in his garden. Mm-hmm. And you can see exactly where your zucchini are so that you don't end up with those big honkers that you forgot about and are in the back of the bush.
So this is trellised up. Does the weight of the zucchini pull the entire plant down the rebar, or how does...
No, it just from growing it like that, it gets enough turgor pressure and it puts enough chutzpah into the cell walls there to keep it going upward.
There's a gardening term you don't hear very often. So it grows with a lot of confidence.
Yes.
Right?
It has lots of confidence.
Lots of confidence. And the varietal that he grows is called Coco Zelle, probably.
Yep.
C-O-C-O-Z-E-L-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be a real Italian, Coccozelle.
Coccozelle.
And he uses a 6-foot rebar.
6-foot rebar.
Easy. Pound that in probably a foot or so. So you got about five feet. And then he plants plants his zucchini around the rebar?
Yeah, he just puts it right, like one plant at the base of that rebar. Still mm-hmm. on a mound because you don't want the roots to rot and stuff like that.
All right.
And then every time it grows another 5 inches, he uses a little twisty tie on it, on that rebar, and just trellises it straight up.
You wouldn't happen to have a photo of this, would you?
I will get a photo from him tomorrow.
Because maybe we could post this
on
the KSRO website.
Yeah.
People are always looking for space-saving ideas.
Oh, yeah.
And zucchini can just take over there.
It can be the only thing in your garden.
They're promiscuous. They just go everywhere.
Absolutely.
So there, well, we got a great tip from you. And who is this gentleman?
And his name is Bernie Prinz, and he is the grape curator for our repository.
Well, thank you, Bernie Prinz, for that great zucchini idea. Great. And let's follow up on your recommendation. Actually, it was a listener's recommendation on a fabulous cilantro that won't bolt in the summer.
That's true. It was called Calypso, and he had gotten it at Johnny Seeds. And after he called and told us about it, I immediately purchased some myself because I am always envious dismayed, I guess you would say, that I can never have my own salsa that's all from my own yard because my cilantro bolted before my tomatoes were ripe. Yep. I know, the woes. So I planted this Calypso in a pot because he was growing it in a large container, and that's what I grow things in at my house, is containers. It sprouted. It's doing very nice. It survived our 92 or whatever day it was the other day without showing any indication that it's going to bolt. And I planted it in a big pot, so probably I'll harvest half of it and replant, and then let the other side keep growing, and then I'll just keep alternating.
Are we looking like 15-inch diameter, 12-inch diameter pot big?
Yep.
And you planted this when?
It was right after I received the seed. So I'm going to say maybe 3 weeks ago, two and a half or 3 weeks ago, probably.
The plants have already popped.
They have true leaves. They're looking good. And they did not seem to suffer in
100 degrees.
100 degrees.
That's exciting. That's and you bought it direct from Johnny's Seeds.
I did.
Who knows if it's available locally, but Johnny's has a great selection of
seeds. And they ship right to your house.
And they ship
to
you.
Nice.
So
good quality.
I have my, thank you for gifting me some of these.
I did. I bought a big bag.
We just planted them this week.
Nice.
I don't know why I wanted to wait. Anyone want to be out there in 100 degrees.
You don't want to be out there in 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this week, we'll see. I'm very excited about it. And how often do you water? Do you wait till the soil is dry, or do you not pay much attention to it?
No, we probably water it a little bit more than we water some of the other stuff in the yard, just because we want to just baby it along.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great tip. Two great tips.
Yeah, maybe every 3 days is probably when we're watering them.
And where does he get this Coccozelle zucchini seed from? Do you know? Is it available online?
I think it's available online. It looks like just by searching up on the Google, they have it at like Hudson Valley Seeds, which is probably from New York.
Uh-huh.
There's something from High Mowing Seeds. I know they do a lot of organic produce and stuff like that.
Okay.
Victory Seed, Back to the Roots. It sounds like a lot of the, you know, more organic and heirloomy kind of places would carry this particular type of squash.
Well, thanks for the recommendations. We'll talk roses again this hour with our greatest rose grower in Sonoma County and one of the great ones in the country. From Vintage Roses, Greg Laurie will be joining us in just a moment. They're having their big sale starting today.
Divorce can turn your world upside down. Questions about your children, your home, your finances, everything suddenly feels uncertain. At Sonoma County Legal Line, attorney Alyssa Ehrlich and her experienced team help people just like you navigate the legal side of life's most personal challenges. Whether you're facing divorce, child custody decisions, support issues, or property division, you don't have to figure it out alone. As a certified legal specialist in family law and licensed since 1987, Alyssa Ehrlich understands both the emotional weight and the legal complexity of family law cases. You'll be guided with compassion, clarity, and a strong commitment to protecting your rights and your future. When everything feels uncertain, the right legal advice makes all the difference. Call 284-9626. That's 284-9626, or visit SonomaCountyLegalLine.com. Sonoma County Legal Line. Answers, support, a path forward.
KSRO welcomes 707 Plumbers and Electric to our Ask the Expert series every second Tuesday of the month at noon, behind the walls with 707 Plumbers and Electric, as they discuss every aspect of home services, from plumbing to electrical and more. Behind the Walls with 707 Plumbers and Electric, every second Tuesday at noon on KSRO.
707 Plumbers and Electric.
Please be advised. You may want to stop eating the following foods immediately. Broccoli, kale, bean sprouts, blueberries, quinoa, spinach.
Wait, what? I thought those were good for me.
Turns out, not for everyone. Because what's healthy for one person can cause inflammation for another. And the only way to really know what your body needs is to listen to it.
Listen how?
That's where Viome comes in. Viome is a simple, at-home gut health test that looks at your body's real-time biology, using RNA, to understand what's happening inside you right now. When your results come in, you'll learn exactly which foods to eat, which to avoid, and which supplements are right for you. All based on the world's largest RNA-based human biology database and thousands of clinical research studies. And many people who use Viome report more energy, better digestion, and a better mood within months. So stop guessing. Start knowing. Learn more at Viome.com/gut. V as in Victor, Viome.com/GUT. And use coupon code GUTHEALTH50 to save $50 off your purchase. Viome. Trust your gut.
Our pets aren't just pets, they're family. And at Big Wolf Pets, they're treated that way. Big Wolf Pets has everything to keep tails wagging and whiskers twitching. And the best part? You can shop anytime, anywhere. Visit BigWoofPets.com and get your pet's favorite things delivered right to your door. Big Wolf is a small local business in Lafayette. So when you're in the neighborhood, bring your pet and say hi. Support small business. Visit BigWoofPets.com. Big Wolf Pets, because our pets deserve the best.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
It's Steve Gardner and Dr. Rachel Spaeth. You're listening to Garden Talk Live at KSRO from beautiful Sonoma County, Santa Rosa, to be more specific, 9 to 11 every Saturday morning. An important rose sale is taking place. It began approximately 43 minutes ago. How about that for specifics?
Oh, yeah.
43 minutes ago, this rose sale began. And to tell us about it is Greg Laurie. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing very well from the Friends of Vintage Roses, the place whose entire mission in life is to do exactly that and to save the glorious vintage roses that you have spent your life planting, propagating, and believing in. Tell us about the sale today, Greg.
This is about as speedy a sale as you can imagine.
All right.
For the folks who are buying the sale, they've been waiting for months now for the list that of roses we're going to sell. They just got the list a week ago.
Mm.
And today we start accepting orders, but all the orders come in today.
Gotcha.
So it's fast.
Okay. So the people that got this email with the list, they are part of a like listserv or a group that you have?
There are people who sign up on our website to get information about our sales and our newsletter.
Wonderful. Well, can you tell me what your website is?
The website is the Friends of Vintage Roses.org.
Okay.
And we're a nonprofit.
How many roses will you have for sale?
It's roughly the number of plants is probably about 2,000.
Wow.
But they're all in little 3-inch by 3-inch by 6-inch deep pots, what we call bag pots. Mm-hmm. So they're young.
They're young. So are they all the same price?
Yes, they're all $25 a piece.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so the Guardians of the Rose, they started this morning at 10 o'clock being able to order roses, correct?
Yep, and those are people who support us on a monthly basis so we can continue to preserve the collection.
And if we want to think about becoming a Guardian of the Rose, what do we do? Are there different levels of support?
Guardian is anyone who donates on a monthly basis $10 or more.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then from tomorrow, people that are not Guardians, they have an opportunity to place orders.
Right. And they can go to our website to the Rose Sales page, simple one to remember. And there's an explanation of how the sale works and how to place an order, and when the pickup dates are for those plants.
So, Rachel, I was wondering, do you have a descriptor of all 2,000 roses, Greg, that we could access?
Well, the number of plants is in the thousands, but the number of varieties is more like hundreds, probably 300.
That's a lot.
We have a descriptive catalog on that Rose Sales page, which you can download as a PDF.
Wow, what an amazing resource. I'm just scrolling through your website now, and I'm seeing, like, all even just the different categories. I mean, a lot of people think of, like, a hybrid tea or a climber or a floribunda. You have things on here like polyanthas and bourbons and just so many different Gallicas and damasks. These are just incredible.
Yeah, and we've designed the website so that anybody who's interested in the history of roses or just older roses can learn a whole bunch on that website about each of those groups of roses.
I mean, I would call this bloom scrolling instead of doom scrolling. You could spend days just sitting on this website looking at all these amazing things and salivating at these wonderful pictures that you've provided on here. This is very cool.
Oh, there's photos too, Rachel.
There's so many photos.
And by the way, if you're on Facebook, we have Rose of the Day. So literally every day we post a new rose with a little bit about that plant.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. And it seems like it would take you, like, years to get through all of them. This is cool.
What better thing to do with your years?
Exactly.
So I don't want to put you on the spot, but can you tell us what Rose of the Day is today?
No, I don't do that. I would say it should be... It should be... The rose called, I forgot already.
That's okay.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. All right. Well, you should do some special Father's Day rose for next Sunday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A rose for dad. Okay.
So here it is, the Friends of Vintage Roses. The sale started today at 10 if you're a Guardian, and you can look on their website for membership ideas and different levels of support. And tomorrow, if you're one of the others, you may begin to place orders Sunday at 10 a.m. And then pickup of the orders are at the Gardens June 21st and 27th from 10 until 1 o'clock. Rachel, you're blown away, aren't you?
I am, and I just looked it up. I had to go to the Facebook and see, and it says that today's rose is Arthur de Sancel.
Aha! Excellent.
Well, could you tell us a little about that rose, Greg?
It's an old damask hybrid from the 19th century.
Uh-huh.
And the damasks have that powerful fragrance that everyone recognizes as the rose scent.
Yeah.
So it's one of the early roses that people grew in their gardens that bloomed continuously.
Mm-hmm.
And had that fragrance.
Well, and would you do you have that one for sale?
We do not.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
He's teasing us.
I know.
But there'll be but there's another couple hundred to choose from.
Absolutely.
Always right. Always a delight to talk to Greg Laurie from the Friends of Vintage Roses in Sebastopol. Thanks and good luck with on the sale, Greg.
Thank you. You guys take care.
You bet. Good talking with you. He's astounding. He's a truly an encyclopedic walking encyclopedia of rose knowledge.
That's amazing.
It's great. We'll be back right after this. Garden Talk Live at KSRO.
Hi, I'm Rachel, ultrasound technologist for Sonoma Vein. I see patients with leg symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, restless legs, itchiness, or pain. The most common thing patients say is they didn't know their symptoms could be treated and covered by their insurance plan. We pride ourselves on making patient visits convenient and educating them on what the procedures entail. Patients initially have an ultrasound, then consult with the doctor who reviews results and develops a customized treatment plan. Then Sonoma Vein handles the authorization process if their insurance requires it. My favorite thing about working here is developing relationships with our patients and getting to know them on a personal and professional level. I love seeing patients throughout their treatment say how much their legs have improved and how much better their quality of life is. If you have symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, itchiness, pain, or restless legs, Sonoma Vein would love to care for you. Call Sonoma Vein 636-8346 or visit sonomavein.com.
Transform your home with Milgard Energy Efficient Windows and Doors from DJ's Sash and Glass. DJ's is a Milgard certified dealer, so your choices are wide open when it comes to selecting beautifully designed Milgard windows and patio doors. Add a touch of class to your glass. Call DJ's Sash and Glass at 546-7344. Online at djsglass.com. djsglass.com. Service when you need it.
Zappelli's Auto Body and Collision stands for trust, family, and quality collision repair in Sonoma County.
Hi, I'm Samantha Zappelli. My father started our family legacy in 1958. For almost seven decades, my family has been proudly serving Sonoma County.
And I'm Samantha's daughter, Brooke. As a third generation, I am proud to continue the Zappelli tradition. We keep the repair process simple and the standard high with competitive prices. All repairs are performed by certified technicians, and we work with every insurance company. For us, it's not just about the vehicles. It's about the integrity we put into everything we do.
For 67 years, families have trusted Zappelli's Auto Body to get them safely back on the road. And when your vehicle is ready, not only will it look great, but you'll also get peace of mind because every repair is backed by a lifetime warranty.
Zappelli's Auto Body, 4914 Sonoma Highway, online at ZappelliAutoBody.com. And remember, California law protects your right to choose the shop you trust. Zappelli's Auto Body, generations strong.
Decisions determine results. So which path do I want to take? Help people in need or stand on the sidelines watching? Worry about how to pay for school or have my education paid for? Push myself and learn new skills or stay the same? My decision is to serve part-time with the Army National Guard and my results will be life-changing. What will you decide? Go to NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the California Army National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
It's Garden Talk Live with Rachel and Steve. And what a joyful Saturday morning of rose excitement. The David Austin roses, of course, which are worldwide known. And we have an expert from the David Austin Society coming in to talk to the Rose Society at the Luther Burbank. Is it what now?
Art and Garden Center over on Yalupa.
Thank you. Yes. Art and Garden Center, it's on Thursday. If you missed hour number one, then you didn't hear our interview with the David Austin Rose Expert. It is free, but you do need to go to Hello, right? Mm-hmm. That's the website, to register for that space this coming Thursday. So you'll make sure to get the questions and answered. And also, maybe you'll even win a free rose. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it sounds like a free rose, and it's for any level of expertise. If you are a professional rose grower, I'm sure you could still even learn a thing or two from this person who has spent a lot of time also doing that.
Yeah, Rebecca Coratum from David Austin Roses. It's Thursday from 2 to 3:30 at the Luther Burbank Arts and Garden Center on Yalupa Avenue, and the website is Hello. That's the important thing.
Hello at SonomaRoses.org.
Hello at SonomaRoses.org. It is free, but you do need to sign up in advance because it's going to be
a space will be limited. Yeah, it's not a huge venue, but it's a nice venue. You know, one of the things I saw there put on by the Santa Rosa Garden Club, there was a person that was the curator for Monet's Garden in Giverny. And she had all these photos that she had taken from there. And then she photoshopped those photos to be like how Monet would have actually saw them because he had very bad cataracts. So he actually viewed the world in yellows and greens. And it was really interesting to see the picture in color and then see the picture from his perspective and still know that he could generate these paintings in full color, even though he was only seeing in yellows and greens. It just... spectacular.
Well, it's mind-blowing, isn't it? How the brain seems to compensate and make things all work beautifully, doesn't it?
Yeah, but we're very lucky to have these local entities that bring in these speakers that, you know, share information with our communities.
And she's world-class. She lectures all over the country, so a great chance to meet Rebecca and possibly even win a rose of your own.
Oh, lovely.
So we got a great zucchini tip today.
Yep.
Rebar, and I have rebar. They're just sitting in my backyard, not doing anything, piled up against the fence. And I was going to recycle it because I couldn't think of what to do with it. But that's why I don't really grow zucchini, is because I can't handle it.
It takes up too much space.
And I have a limited garden space in my backyard.
Yeah.
So this is a great idea because you're talking about delicious zucchini.
I'm talking about delicious zucchini.
Not watery.
No.
This is good. So that was
nutty,
a great tip.
Sweet.
And I'll keep you up to date about my cilantro, how that's doing too.
And tell me how you're, well, we're not burying our undies now because it's a little late, but you can tell, keep us surprised.
Well, thank you for mentioning, it is too late to bury your undies really, but well, next year.
Next year, we'll put it on our radar earlier.
If the forces align, we'll make sure in March, April to make sure this story recycles, okay?
Totally. And order some roses from Vintage Roses. Or go to their website and do some bloom scrolling.
Did you just make that up?
No, actually, I refer to our website that's GrinU, which is a plant site that's hosted by Colorado State University that has a whole bunch of videos that people can look at. I have one on there for grafting almonds. There's chapters of things, just how to cryogenically preserve stuff. I mean, some of it might be a little more researchy than what our average gardener might enjoy, but you could still look at that too. And I call that bloom scrolling instead of doom scrolling.
I'm much better.
Repurposing.
I think people should adopt that.
Yeah. Put some joy in your life.
Bloom scrolling.
Bloom scrolling.
Okay, I'm going to remember that. Now, today, you're going to be very busy, aren't you?
I am. I'm cutting fruit for at least, I got the word back, we have 110 registrants. But the cap was 150. So if people want to still sign up to come to my tasting tomorrow, you are welcome to do that. There are 40 more slots available. And I'm going to spend the rest of the afternoon cutting fruit that can be cut, and then tomorrow we will have stuff that doesn't need
to
be cut.
So what do you, Pat, you cut all the fruit and you put them in what, big plastic containers?
Big plastic containers, and we refrigerate them overnight, and we will feed them to people tomorrow. Except for some of the stuff that browns really fast. That stuff we do just-in-time cutting for. So,
for example?
White peaches.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Can't do those in advance.
Can't really do those in advance. I mean, we tried doing it where you cut them and you put them into the fruit fresh, the ascorbic acid stuff, and that works okay.
Okay.
It works okay.
Dr. Spaeth, always illuminating. Wonderful to see you again. We'll see you in several weeks.
Couple of weeks. Enjoy Dave in my absence.
I will enjoy it. And coming up next, we'll be tasting fantastic, you know what, peanut butter cookies live on the Good Food Hour. Don't miss it.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk. K245 DJ Petaluma, K278 CD, KSRO Santa Rosa.
BC News. I'm Mike Dubusky. The U.S. and Iran are inching towards peace, with both sides potentially signing a memorandum of understanding in the coming days. ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena.